From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, trying to make peace in Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he has no doubt the United States will send economic help and what he calls aid of other kinds to Ukraine in its battles with the pro-Russia separatists in the eastern part of the country. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who is in Munich for a security conference, said Russian President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly vowed to work for peace, but instead has sent tanks, troops, and weapons to Ukraine.
Let me be clear. We do not believe there is a military solution in Ukraine. But let me be equally clear. We do not believe Russia has the right to do what they're doing.
Officials at the Munich conference discussed a French-German plan to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. French President François Hollande said the plan is one of the last chances to end the fighting there. But German Chancellor Angela Merkel said it's unclear if it will succeed. Ukrainian forces have been fighting to take back parts of eastern Ukraine, seized by Russian-backed separatists when a new Western-leaning government took power in Ukraine last year. Nigeria announced on Saturday it's postponing the February 14th presidential election by 6 weeks due to security concerns and the Boko Haram insurgency. Islamic militants control large parts of northeastern Nigeria, and experts are conducting a peaceful vote there. They say it would be likely impossible. President Goodluck Jonathan is seeking another term, but many Nigerians have criticized him and his government for what they say is a failure to defeat the extremists. Benin, Cameroon, Chad, and Niger announced on Saturday plans to help Nigeria. This is VOA News. Jordanian fighter jets struck Islamic State targets for a third straight day on Saturday as the militants claim that a Jordanian airstrike killed an American hostage remained unconfirmed. Jordan launched the raids to avenge the killing of a Jordanian pilot the Islamic State captured in Syria in December. The United Arab Emirates said Saturday it ordered a squadron of F-16 fighter planes to Jordan to help with the airstrikes. Both Jordan and the UAE are members of the U.S.-led coalition attacking the militants and their captured territory in Iraq and Syria. Here in Washington, President Obama says the country must always resist the urge to overreach when it comes to getting involved in global crises. Mr. Obama says America leads from a position of strength, making the comment as he released a new document outlining his national security strategy. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice echoed some of the president's points during a speech in Washington at the Brookings Institution.
Fundamentally, it's a strategy to strengthen the foundations of America's power, political, economic, and military, and to sustain American leadership in this new century so that we can surmount the challenges of today and capture the opportunities of tomorrow.
The security document makes no major policy changes, but clarifies the U.S. approach to a number of challenges, from the fight against the Islamic State militants to Russian actions in Ukraine to the rise of China. Some Republican lawmakers have criticized Mr. Obama for what they say is an inadequate response to global threats. Yemen's Gulf neighbors denounced the Shiite rebel takeover of the country as a coup on Saturday as thousands of Yemenis took to the street to protest the power grab. Six-nation Gulf Cooperation Council, led by the Sunni-ruled Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, labeled the Houthi rebels' action as unacceptable, an escalation. They said it threatens the country's security and stability. But rebel leader Abdel Malek al-Houthi defended the takeover in a speech Saturday, saying it filled a political vacuum and was in the interest of the Yemeni people. The Houthis swept into the Yemeni capital in September, seized the presidential palace last month after forcing the U.S.-backed president and his cabinet to resign. TransAsia pilots who operate the type of propeller jet involved in Wednesday's deadly crash began testing on Saturday as investigators look at pilot error as a factor in the crash. The airline canceled 90 flights over the next 3 days to allow the pilots to be retested. The plane crashed. It killed at least 40 people while 15 people were rescued. Teams are searching the river where the plane crashed for 3 people who remain missing.
That's the latest world news from VOA.